Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about a variety of things, we're going to get back into some football conversation coming up, including we'll hear from Sean Payton. Broncos have a really good defense. Bo Nix is coming along. They're going to be a hard out for a lot of teams. They played last night and beat the Bengals, as Mike mentioned. And then we're going to talk about some of the injuries, including Lamar Jackson being injured. And they already lost Madubuike up front on their defense. If Lamar is injured for any extent of time, Ravens may be looking, Mike, completely different than what we expected.
So. Right. I mean, and, you know, Todd Monken, they're upset with him. They're upset with their DC. They're upset with everything because it's not the way things are supposed to go. And it's a team that, you know, it's sometimes, and not to get, it don't sound like, you know, somebody from like pro football talk, like Florio, but like, is there a hangover from the way the season ended?
Maybe.
You know, I mean, the injuries are the injuries. You can't control that. But sometimes you just feel like, man, how many times was there a window? And I think the same goes for Buffalo, a window for them to finally jump past Kansas City and get there. And then last year, just the way things just went south against the Bills is just nuts.
Yeah, I totally agree. What did Gunnar Stockton say about Mike Bobo? Stay tuned for that. That is on the way in the next hour as well. Mike, we got a great question from Peter, one of our listeners. And thank you guys
Hello, Peter.
For checking us out. YouTube and Twitch and Twitter Live and all those places, all those platforms where you get a chance to watch our pre show. But he was answering a question, actually, that we had talked about this morning in regards to the Hawks. And his question was pretty simple. He says, I am super excited, and I'm paraphrasing here, about the Hawks and the upcoming season with the personnel. But he says, I am concerned about the lack of a real rim protector.
Right. So, which is still an issue.
Well,
unless you – how do you see Porzingis being, number one, healthy enough? Because he can. And there's been times in his career when he fits that description.
He does. But I want Peter and I want the rest of our listeners who are Hawks fans to think about it this way. We have more bigs that are versatile than we've ever had. And I want you to think about this in a non-traditional way. All of our guys are stretch fours and fives, which means they can take a guy out to the three-point line. Porzingis can shoot it. We saw Onyeka shoot it last year. Asa Newell, guys, forget about Asa Newell.
Right.
He's a shot blocker. You throw in Jalen Johnson. You throw in Muhammad Gay. I am not as concerned. Now, I understand what you're saying. From a traditional sense, you're saying, hey, who's going to be that guy in the middle that protects the rim? My question to you is, who plays that way in the NBA anymore?
Right. Now, the only time, and the other thing is the way the season rolls, the only time, and Carl always laughs at me when I say it, Porzingis, you know, is sort of that guy. You know, I want that gigantic, you know, dude that looks like Frankenstein sure. with the bolts in his neck and the one eyebrow that can come out. And, you know, but you need that in the playoffs when the half court really gets, let's be honest, by, you know, possession by possession. And all of a sudden, you know, you need that toughness. Sometimes we've lacked in crunch time.
No doubt. I mean, even Embiid doesn't play that way, right?
No.
And he's an imposing force.
Not like he should.
No. Joker doesn't play that way. So when you start talking about, hey, I am concerned about the lack of rim protection, I would tell you it's rim protection by committee. That's how I'm going to look at this to start the season, and then we'll see how it goes. But I think you're underestimating Asa Newell, who, again, I don't know how much playing time he's actually going to see, but there was a lot of growth last year, Mike, with Double O. That's Onyeka Okongwu. And then you add Porzingis to your point. Let's not forget Rishai Shea, guys. He's a 7-foot dude. He's 6'11". He can block shots.
Right. Now, again, if Porzingis can, the big if here is Porzingis going to stay healthy? Because I'm with you there 100%. You and I talked, remember, like 2 years ago, I wanted Jaren Jackson in here.
Sure.
From the Grizzlies. But that's the type of guy I'd like to see from a body type. But we've got enough guys that, you know, if you buy into what Carl's saying, that you kind of positionless basketball / guys can get to the basket and do the work.
Yeah, we'll see. But it's a great question, Peter, because I understand what you're saying. You're like, hey, guards, shooters, defense is better, but who's protecting the rim?
Like, versus Holmgren, even though he's as skinny as a rail, was that guy for OKC?
He really was, yes, and I agree. But here's the thing about OKC. Nobody played better team defense than them last year. Mm-hmm. That's why they won the championship. There's nobody that played perimeter defense like them, and then you had Holmgren sitting back there, you know, it would help defense. I totally agree, man, but it's going to be interesting. So wanted to answer that question for Peter. And by the way, Day-Day, we get questions all the time on our pre show. You guys can check it out again around 11:15 or so. If you pose those questions, we'll come on the air and answer them if we don't have time on the show early this morning to do that. So make sure you check that out. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Mike, I want to talk a little bit about Sam Pittman out at Arkansas. Because we didn't get to this yesterday. You have said you'd love to see him come back to Georgia. We don't know if he wants to coach. We have no idea. He made a lot of money there. He's going to sit on a pile of money to go away. But Bobby Petrino is in as the interim head coach now after the changes. And you were telling me this morning that Arkansas is claiming they're broke.
Yes.
That they don't have money.
A reporter was talking to Hunter Yurachek, and he didn't actually say they have no money, but he did say that when it comes to what the coaches in compensation was with Pittman and his assistant coaches, basically they don't, in a nutshell, they don't have the resources to compete.
Mm.
So it's, and over his shoulder is the Tyson Foods logo. I was like, well, call the head chicken plucker and tell him to cut a bigger check. I mean, Jerry Jones, didn't spend money on Micah Parsons. Maybe he could cut a check for $25 million to Arkansas. But that's where you're at. Sam Pittman, it was thought of as the worst, best job in college football because they just don't have the resources. So look, they're happy with, I will say this, as much of a weasel, and certainly Bobby Petrino is a person, Carl, that had an ethics bypass at birth, but he can coach offense. And I think part of the reasons he had success back in the day is he can make chicken salad out of chicken blank.
Yeah.
So, and Sam is just a good guy and a solid foundation, but I never saw him as a guy that was going to elevate that program in Arkansas's defense.
I totally agree. Here's what's funny to me, because I've known Coach Cal for a long time. I'm talking about Calipari. They're giving him everything he needs.
Yep. There's a focus on that.
I'm just telling you. Like, this idea, and you're going to say, well, basketball, from a program standpoint, you don't have to deal with as many kids. Maybe true. What I'm telling you is, he's at Kentucky. He leaves Kentucky to go to Arkansas, which is perceived to be, Mike, they don't have the money. And he's getting way more than he got as far as resources and support. Why is the football coach not getting that? You're in the SEC. So I do have an issue with this. Like, now you're playing Sisters of the Poor when I can tell you firsthand, anything Cal wants, he's getting. Private jets, whatever you want, you're getting it. So I think it's only a matter of time before they'll be back in the conversation or maybe competing for Final Fours. But that financial piece, Mike, it's why he left.
Right. And they're making revenue off the TV show. They got all these, they bought in, they've licensed the brand and everything else. Yurachek, the quote that I was referring to is responded to the reporter that you were at that board meeting. Some stats on head coach compensation, coach for the salary pool, support staff salary, overall operating budget ranked toward the bottom of the SEC. He goes, Coach Pittman did not have the resources he needed to appropriately compete in this conference right now. That's from the athletic director.
It's crazy. Let me ask you guys this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Georgia doesn't have this problem. Alabama doesn't have this problem. Auburn doesn't have this problem. Florida doesn't have this problem. You know who we used to say had this problem? And all of a sudden, it doesn't look like they have this problem.
Vanderbilt?
Anymore. Vandy, along with Ole Miss. We used to say, Ole Miss, they don't have the money. They don't have the resources.
Vandy had the money, you just couldn't spend it.
Well,
now you can.
But either way, like if Vandy could do this now, why couldn't they do it 10 years ago? I think because you have a coach that people now are committed to in Coach Clark, and they're like, yo, we're doing something. But, Mike, for years we talked about Ole Miss, and they would never be a program of prominence because, well, they don't have the money. Really? Why now that all of a sudden Lane Kiffin is there and they're winning and they're doing it, by the way, not cheating as somebody else did at one point. But the point is now it's legal, and so I just find it interesting that those kinds of programs, second-tier programs in the SEC that didn't or weren't able to do it are now doing it.
I think that, you know, I can't speak to having the inner knowledge or the workings, inner workings of, you know, what Arkansas, you know, boosters are, but we've seen it with Auburn. We've seen it with Georgia Tech and other schools, you know, where sometimes, you know, folks have just, they went cold on Sam Pittman. Sam Pittman's not getting you where you need to go.
I agree.
You're not winning 10 games. You're not going to big bowls. So there's probably some people, now the checks are smaller, and they get alligator arms for those donations. And that's probably where that athletic director gets to at this point with this program.
And that's why they need, and I don't know if Petrino does this. Now, you know, he's got those connections. He was there. But I got to tell you guys this, too. Cal is working the room. Every time he's in a room, you know who he is, and he knows who everybody has money in that room. I don't know if Sam Pittman was that guy, Mike, and that's why, to your point, is Bobby Petrino that guy to galvanize that fan base again?
There's certainly a fan base that, like, they have no problem. They'll make a deal with the devil, because that's what he is, but he will win you games. He's a coach. Remember when he had the motorcycle accident, he's wearing that shirt. He's wearing the Cotton Bowl hat. You know, got the biggest neck brace. I just want to remind you that I took you to a Cotton Bowl. Or the Sugar Bowl. It was the Sugar Bowl for Arkansas that year.
Yes.
But, yeah, Sam Pittman was two games under 500, 32-34, 14-29 in the conference. And again, in one of the tougher divisions before now, they just went to straight up conference record. So that's probably going to turn off some of the guys who cut the checks. But I do think if you can get the money a little bit up, that Bobby Petrino, he can scheme you guys to a better record than Sam Pittman. He is a good, like, he is a good offensive mind. He couldn't help Texas A&M. They were so far gone. He was hoping he was going to get a shot at that. A&M said no thanks. But now he's in the prime position. He knew this was inevitable, I think, when he signed on as OC.
But does he galvanize the fan base to get all of that loot that you're talking about they're missing?
I think there is a nostalgia for him because they equate him with the best years in the last 25.
Okay. Fair enough. 404-726-0929. Georgia doesn't have this problem. Texas doesn't have this problem. Oklahoma doesn't have this problem. It is weird that you can tell me Arkansas has this problem, and it's like, oh, we can't pay what everybody else is paying. Really. By the way, speaking of Georgia, we're going to get into the comments of Gunnar Stockton coming up, talking about Mike Bobo. We're going to have a conversation with our man Connor Riley as well from Dog Nation at around 4 o'clock to kind of fill in the blanks on the lost Alabama. But they got to look ahead, Mike. Now, look, I don't think Kentucky's sneaking up on Georgia regardless of the performance last week. And it wasn't a bad performance. They just didn't make a play. You make the fourth down, it's a different game, right? That's how you kind of feel. Even with all those third downs that were conversions for Alabama – but I don't think Kentucky sneaks up on Georgia this weekend. I looked at the number, Mike. They're already a big favorite. I think they bounce back. But Kirby's,
yeah, you got better athletes, better depth.
Kirby's trying to make it out to be like, oh, you know, this is how you get over a loss like that. And it's like, this is not the team that will come in. Now, if this was Ole Miss the week after, I'd be concerned.
Right. But this is one where you get right. Georgia gets, look, again, it's a long season. Fans don't want to hear it. The Alabama thing, you know, air quotes we talked about yesterday, that's why Dog fans are just so in their bag right now. I understand it. It's the one area where Kirby, that's his Achilles heel. It just is.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you feel that he's a superior coach to Kalen DeBoer, and now Kalen DeBoer is 2-0 versus him.
Sure.
So the thing that I found interesting, while we're talking about Georgia, we'll ask Connor about this. Carson Beck, you and I were talking off the air in the long-form interview, basically says, I never wanted to leave Georgia. They showed me the door. So if Gunnar Stockton can't read zone defenses and get the ball in all these better playmakers than Carson Beck's had, then people are going to say, Kirby, why'd you show him the gate?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.